He is Mexico City Councilman Chris Williams. And good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, sir. How are you today?
Doing great.
Awesome.
Nice Tuesday morning. Good weather this week, it looks like. So
little chilly this morning coming in here.
A little bit. Almost hoodie weather.
Yeah. Almost. We're getting there. I walked out the door to come, and I was like, woo.
Yep, indeed.
A little chilly.
Last night, Mexico City Council meeting taking place. Not a whole lot on the agenda last night. It looks like there was an ordinance revising the budget for City of Mexico for the fiscal year. I think that's going to start October the 1st and run through September next year.
Yes, sir.
Tell us a little bit about that. Finalized last night?
We've been working on it. The city staff and all starts working on this, I think, in March, April. They start getting ideas, putting stuff out there. Then we have a budget meeting over the summer. Then there might be some back and forth on things. And then we have a public hearing, which we had last night. And then we pass it if we, vote on it. But it usually with us, the council members, we've already been through it. And it's just like the budget session. It is open to the public as well. So people can come, when we do that full day, I don't know how much fun you'd have with it, but you could come
right,
if you want. So
absolutely invited to that party.
Go. It's real exciting, every little detail you gotta go through there,
Sure. I think one thing that people are interested in is the dog park, and as I understand it, there is funding in this budget, if I'm not mistaken. Give us an update on this dog park. This has been an ongoing discussion for several years now, and I think it's the plan is starting to come together, as they say, if you will.
Yeah, I'll say, thank goodness. I think I'm the only politician for like ever nowadays that, every time I've run, I run on something. If you follow me, I'm always like, I want to do this, I want to do that. And the dog park was the one thing that was out of my reach. But we've got budget fencing in the budget this year. The new park director, when he got on, he saw that had been talked about, and he went right to the core of it and found him a place. And we just had to make a decision what we were going to do and where we were going to do it. And he said, people, we've been around the block enough. It's time to make a decision, and we're moving forward, and it's in the budget. So hopefully this time next year we'll have that dog park.
Knock on wood. Where are they talking about putting the dog park, and about what is the total budget for it, if you know these things this morning?
They're talking about putting it at Lakeview, down, if you go down the hill where the trail starts inside the park, that the kind of grassy area off to the right there. And I believe, I want to say it's 40, but it may be $50,000 is in the budget to make that happen. And there'll be an area for the big dogs, and there'll be an area for the little dogs. And we'll have dual fencing, which means you'll walk in once, open the fence, and you'll close the fence behind you, or the gate, and then you'll open another gate, and that way dogs aren't able to open the door and somebody else's dog flies out there. So as it is right now, it won't be lit, so we won't have people that live across the lake, I guess. There'll be no nighttime, dogs won't be out there in the middle of the night barking or whatever. So I'm super excited. It was that one last thing I really wanted to get done. So it is. We've got some exciting stuff happening, coming up as well. You've got the Western Beef Smokehouse, Chomps brand there, coming to town, and we're working diligently to get this hospital situation. Looks like we might, we're having good conversations with Boone, so keep my fingers crossed, and because I think that's really a big thing to you. So
no doubt about it. Well, that is outstanding news. The dog park, you estimate, could be up and going by spring of next year. Is that what they're talking about? Or
I don't know what his plan is exactly. I wouldn't be surprised if it's, maybe not beginning of spring, but maybe by the beginning of summer. Because, to start with, there's nothing going to be fancy about it. You know, it's just basically going to be the fenced area. I'm guessing we'll have some water in there, but I mean, it won't be any toys or anything. I mean, that's something that we can, as a community, maybe come together and raise money or what, you know, people want to do that kind of stuff. But I mean, just to put the fencing and all in there, it's in the budget, it's already, the money's there. I don't imagine it would take terribly long to get it going, just as soon as they want the weather breaks from the winter.
How long have you been working on this? Because I'm trying to think back as we're talking here.
I think it's been, so we had discussions, I think, 3 years ago or 4 years ago. I wanted it, and I made a committee. We had a committee, and then the city came in and said, well, we'll work on it. And then we had a city meeting about it with the public came in, and we had a lot of people show up for that. And then it kind of just stewed there for a while. Because, you know, everybody was like, well, if you put it here, well, you know, that was the biggest thing, is where do you put it? And, you know, I it's kind of funny because I thought that place would be perfect, and I never talked to the current park director and said that. Maybe he's watched a video, I don't know, but I thought that was a great place because there's no houses right there. There's nobody that's going to bother. We're not going to have lights, so it's, at nighttime, there's not going to be anything there. And, you know, like Councilman Haig has said before about some of these things, is I don't expect there's going to be 100 dogs down in there. You know, people are like, oh, there's going to be, I seriously doubt that. We're not Columbia, so.
Right.
But
it's kind of like the chicken ordinance. You know, I've noticed more and more people last couple of weeks talking about this chicken ordinance and saying, you can have chickens in Mexico.
Yeah,
now,
I've seen that.
Right, like, so I mean, there may be some more interest as it goes along, but you seriously doubt that there's going to be a whole lot of people doing that. You know,
I wouldn't imagine. No, I mean, I think the dog park will get used quite a bit. There's been a lot of interest. Like I said, when we did the committee, there were people wanting in. There were, you know, at one point, I think you could have done it and not even had to have the city. But the biggest issue was always, where do you put it? Where do you put it? And once he came in and made that decision, and we had that survey that we did this last year, and it was like dog park was the number one item on the list that we didn't already have. You know, there was people who were like, oh yeah, more walking trails or whatever, but the one thing we didn't have that was up there and noticeable was the dog park. So,
well, good to hear that progress is being made on that. It looks like you're near the finish line.
I know it's been a battle, but I've wanted it, so I was very happy. And I always try and run on something, and that was my last thing. So now I've got to decide what's next.
Governor Chris Williams, come on,
Lordy,
I'll be your campaign manager.
Well, you know, hey, let's not talk politics too much. No, but so many politicians now, they just run, and it's like, what are you running for?
Right.
What do you want to do?
We'll stop talking politics. We'll go to religion. No, no,
no, no, no,
no,
no,
no,
no,
no. That's right. Listen, we're definitely going to stay away from that. I certainly appreciate you coming in this morning.
I appreciate you having me. You know, and I'm. For at least for city, I don't think I'll see you till next year. So.
Right, we'll see each other on the school board next week.
Yep. So we will see each other there.
Yes, indeed. Well, certainly appreciate your time this morning. He is Mexico City Councilman Chris Williams, updating us on the city council meeting from last night.